Today, we pay tribute to a mighty, great man, Dr. Martin Luther King, all freedom lovers' friend. His marching is over. He's resting above in a land of no hatred where there's peace and love. He arose to the height of the greatest of men, yet he was humble before God and men. He's free now forever, like all men should be, regardless of color, religion, or creed. Dr. King was honored by rich and by poor. His voice was his weapon that opened barred doors. Nonviolence he preached in sermon and song. The battle was bitter, the marches were long. From dust he was made, and dust he returned to the red Georgia clay that he called his home. His love was the key that opened freedom's door. There's no other man that could have done more. As long as there's history about our great men, Dr. Martin Luther King's name will be one of them. And I'm sure he would want us to all live with love in our hearts for each other from his home up above. All men.